Okay, council, it is 6:09 PM, so I will call our March 21st meeting to order. Beginning with the traditional territory acknowledgement, the University of Alberta and the University of Alberta Students Union occupy Indigenous land in Amiskwichi Waskiakum, or Beaver Hills House, on Treaty 6 territory. From time immemorial, the banks along the river valley have been known as the Pohonan, a meeting place for the Nehiyowak, or Cree, Niitsitapi, or Blackfoot, Métis, Dene Suliné, Ojibwe, Soto, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, and others. The university, the students' union, and much of the city are located on the unlawfully stolen land of the forcibly removed Papas Chase Cree. We acknowledge that sharing this land gives each of us the responsibility to research the historic contexts of Treaty 6, to reflect on our personal relationships to the land, the nations we've named, and to our roles in upholding justice on this territory. Since they began, the Students' Union and the university have benefited from historic and ongoing dispossession of land and resources from Indigenous peoples. As a result, it is our responsibility to seek the restitution of this land and its resources. Finally, we seek to do better by working to make our learning, research, and governance align with the histories, languages, teachings, and cultures of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples in the land presently occupied by the Canadian state. We encourage critical reflection by asking the following question. In relation to the territory on which you are situated, what role do you play in strengthening the resistance and resurgence of Indigenous students within your communities? Did you need something? Okay. Okay, so that brings us to the oath reminder. I did prepare a specific one for today. Our oath says that I will use Robert's rules for their own purpose and not my own. So just a reminder that these rules exist to balance the rights of the individual member of this council and the rights of the collective body. This is why it is relatively easy to introduce a motion with just a seconder, but it is hard to override past decisions that the body has made as a whole. So although this council term is nearly over, I encourage you all to remember this balance moving forward. We all have the right to speak, contribute, and propose, but we must respect the decisions of the group that have been properly made. Moving to speaker's business now. On a similar note, just a reminder of the limitations of debate that will be more strictly enforced, specifically during second readings of bylaw and policy items. We also held our meeting at Augustana on Saturday, and I'm happy to say that it was a success. If you want a more fulsome update, feel free to reach out. We also talked about it at CAC, and I think there will be some more discussions there moving forward. This is our third last meeting of the term. So just a reminder that if you plan to introduce any major business, please do it soon. At our last meeting of the year, we will have farewell addresses from the execs and BOG rep, and also hopefully an awards presentation from the Gateway. So don't rely on your ability to push through major business right at our last meeting. And finally, just a quick note on voting. So thus far, I've been asking for votes opposed by a show of hands. So from today forward, just for our last few meetings, I'll be asking for both votes in favor and then votes opposed. If you don't vote at all, you'll be counted as an abstention. And if you want your name noted specifically in the minutes as an abstention, just call out abstention during voting and we can make sure that's noted. If you have any questions about that, I'll try to make it very clear, but make a point of parliamentary inquiry while we vote. Finally, some procedural stuff. So I will be special ordering item 8E on the late additions. to the main order paper. This is the motion to ratify the results of the 2023 Executive Committee and Board of Governors elections. We are required to do this per our regulations, so I'm putting it on the agenda to fulfill that mandate. For item 8D, which is the motion to approve the first principles of transit policy, the wrong document was submitted with that motion. So I was just hoping I could have council's unanimous consent to only consider the facts section of that document as the first principles and not the amended, or sorry, the updated resolutions under the political policy. Is there any objections to that? Can we proceed with that understanding by unanimous consent? Okay, seeing no objections, we'll consider only the facts section under that motion 8D, and we will update the PDF attached to it. Milan and Christian sent me the correct PDF, so thank you for that. The last procedural.
Christian, sorry.
Yes.
Could we change the mover for that motion to myself since Christian's not here?
As long as there's no objections from council, I'll take that with unanimous consent. Okay, seeing no objections, we'll change the mover to Joanne. The final procedural item is just, you'll see in the consent agenda for today, item 2C, informational motion change. It's the change to our operating policies that has happened. The executive committee has the ability to unilaterally amend operating policy, so council isn't really changing that today. That's more of just for our information. So I'm just going to move that out of consent agenda into speaker's business, just to make clear that it is the executive committee that changed that on, and not council. And we're just receiving the information. Levi.
Does that mean we're going to be removing 8A since it pertains to said motion?
Yeah, so I'm going to rule that out of order just because the change has been affected, so the motion has no purpose. Thank you for checking. And with that, I am all out of procedural bits to go over, so we will move into a report from our lovely Chief Returning Officer, Mateen. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Christian. Good evening, everyone. In accordance with the Students' Union election bylaws, I am pleased to announce the results of the 2023 Executive Committee and the Board of Governors representative election report. I am pleased to inform you that 6,489 ballots were cast this year, and the voter turnout was 19.27%. The winners are listed below. For the plebiscites and referenda, Campus Recreation Enhancement Fund passed, Hub Community Association failed, Nursing Undergraduate Association passed, Education Student Association passed, Law Student Association passed, Lister Hall Student Association passed, Business Student Association passed, Kinesiology Sports and Recreation Student Society passed, and Alberta Public Interest Research Group passed. The winner of the Board of Governors representative race was Stephen Wrights, Vice President Student Life Michael Griffiths, Vice President Operations and Finance Levi Fleming, Vice President External Christopher Beasley, Vice President Academic Pedro Almeida, and the presidential race winner was Christian Fotang. We also had the pleasure of simultaneously conducting balloting for the Augustana Student Association, Business Student Association, Engineering Student Society, and Interdisciplinary Science Student Society, and the Electrical Engineering Club. These elections were held in compliance with our bylaws and the process, and I was satisfied that the process was fair, transparent, and that the results will and does reflect the desire of our electorate. I want to explicitly thank our lovely Deputy Returning Officers, Ethan Chow and Ansel Okafor. She's not here right now, for their fantastic work as our Deputy Returning Officers. I would like to also thank Julian Yan and Jonathan Alford, who did a phenomenal job in the absence of the previously known staff that were in these positions in supporting this office, and the rest of the Students' Union staff for their patience, support, and guidance throughout this tough election period. I would like to congratulate all candidates. Some I see the winners here, and I wish you all the best of luck in this upcoming tenure. To go more in depth, I would like to also give a report on the voter percentages for each race. Per our data, for the race for presidency, the candidates in this race were Christian Fotang, Haroon Ali, and none of the above. In round one, there was 5,790 votes. Number of votes required to declare a winner was 2,896, and with 67% of the votes, or 3,853, the next president of the Students' Union is Christian Fotang. For vice president academic, the candidates were Rowan Morris, Milan Regmi, Pedro Almeida. This race went up to three rounds, and in the end, in round three, out of 4,901 votes, with 50% of the votes, or 2,474 votes, the winner is Pedro Almeida. Of course, more specific data on this is in the report that was submitted to council per round, if you want to look into that. For the race of vice president operations and finance, this race went up to two rounds, and in the end, with 54% of the votes, or 2,402 votes, the winner was declared to be Levi Flamin. Vice president student life race, the candidates were Michael Griffiths, none of the above. Out of 5,306 votes in this race, with 80% of the votes, or 4,241 votes, the winner is declared to be Michael Griffiths. For the race of vice president external, there were 5,332 votes cast this round, and the number of, with 82% of the votes, or 4,388 votes, the winner is declared Chris Beasley. Processing votes for the Board of Governors representative race with candidates Stephen Wrights, none of the above. Out of 5,297 votes, with 4,359 votes, or 82% of the votes, Stephen Wrights is the next Board of Governors representative. Regarding the plebiscites and referendum, Alberta Public Interest Research Group, there were total ballots of 6,490, with 3,977 ballots, or 61% in favor. This referendum passed. The number of no votes were 1,723, or 27%. For the referendum for Kinesiology, Sports, and Recreation Student Society, the number of eligible voters were 1,261. Yes votes were 389, or 92% of the votes. The referendum passed. For Business Student Association, out of 2,874 eligible voters, with 78% of the votes, or 406 votes, the referendum passed. Lister Hall Student Association referendum, number of eligible voters was 1,882, and with 426 of those, it passed. For Law Student Association referendum, there were 564 eligible voters, with 164 votes, or 87.7%, their referendum passed. For Education Student Association referendum, there were 2,800 eligible voters, with 394, or 89.7% of them in favor, the referendum passed. For the Nursing Undergraduate Association, there were 1,404 eligible voters, and with 204 of those votes, or 85% of all the yes or no votes, their referendum also passed. HUP Community Association referendum, there were 495 eligible voters. There were only 59 votes in this race, 60 votes in this race, excuse me. They failed, and there was some confusion on this in this matter, they had high number of yes votes. The reason they failed is because they did not meet the simple 15% threshold that you are required to meet if you want to pass a referendum or plebiscite. For the Campus Recreation and Enhancement Fund, there were total ballots, 6,490, with 64% of them in favor, or 4,163. The referendum passed. That is all the report that we have as the Elections Office. We would also like to remind everyone that the deadline for the council and GFC election is tomorrow to nominate yourself. So, and yeah, any questions you have, shoot it our way. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe you are planning to leave. Is that correct still?
Yes, unless there are questions.
Okay, so just given that, I'll allow a brief Q&A now, and then we'll move to the actual motion later. So Joanie, were you still wanting to know? Levi?
Not a question. I just wanted to point out on page 3 of your report, at the very top, the Executive Committee and Board Governor Representative Election 2021 results.
That must have been a typo. My apologies.
Thank you. Aryan, please go ahead.
Page 2, VP External. Christopher Beasley's last name is misspelled.
Typo, misspelling. I don't think that really reflects anything crucial on the matter.
While I appreciate council skills as proofreaders, the CRO does have other commitments tonight, so I don't want to keep him over typos. That being said, are there any other councillors wishing to speak? Joanie?
Thank you, folks at the elections office, for the report. I just wanted to ask if you had any more like reporting as to maybe hiccups or mistakes that happen throughout the election period, and how you plan on making sure that this doesn't happen, or relaying that information to your future successor.
Yeah, thank you for that, Joanie. One big issue that we faced this election was, luckily we overcame these, was the issues we faced with certain faculty associations when it came to events. There was a common misconception on who's responsible into conducting these events, especially when it comes to forums. Forums are typically meant to be hosted by the faculty that is hosting said events. But again, you know, the DROs of these faculties changes, so there are certain misconceptions. So what I would recommend for the next elections office, which will not be me, and the next council, would be to remind the next elections office to make sure that this is clearly communicated, that if there is a forum going to be hosted somewhere, that forum is hosted by said faculty association. Questions are meant to be asked by students in that faculty and not the elections office. I would say that's one big issue that we had this election cycle. Luckily, we overcame that with cooperation with the current exec. One more thing I would add also is I would strongly recommend a deliberate cooperation with a governance manager team. That would definitely be also very crucial into guiding the next elections office. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. I am just going to say, I don't want to get into an extended Q&A at the moment. I would encourage questions specifically relating to council's duty to either ratify or not the elections results. CAC has oversight responsibilities over the CRO. And I would suggest that questions about broader management of the election are better suited for there. But that being said, we can finish the speakers list and then I will probably call it to an end. Okay. Levi, please go ahead.
I just wanted to kind of reply to that last question too. Something that I brought up in the last bylaw meeting, we never got around to it, so it'll probably be in the one coming up next week, is bringing back the Elections Review Committee that we had back in the early 2010s. Not as a standing committee, because I feel like that's one of the reasons why it was disbanded, because they did a lot of work for a month or two and then sat around and did nothing. But as a subcommittee with a breadth of membership between bylaw, who kind of the arbiter of all of our legislation, council admin, who oversees the elections office, somebody from the exec who kind of handles the operational side, and then bringing in, say, like all the candidates in the previous election to provide their feedback too. When we put together all parties, we can review the elections package, make sure that there's a bunch of eyeballs reading it, make sure there's no mistakes, and then kind of address questions like this that had come up afterwards. So we can debrief and make sure things run a lot smoothly. I think the, that's it.
Okay, and finally, Aryan, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It isn't necessarily on the, I'd like to say it relates to us ratifying it just because it could have affected the results, but I understand that there were issues with the elections being run in terms of certain faculties not being able to vote as a result of some unknown issues. So I just want to ask if the elections office was aware of this. If so, were changes made? And what are we doing to prevent that in the future? Because that can cause people to not vote.
Yeah, thank you for that, Aryan. So what happened on the election morning was we started receiving a few emails from specifically folks in the Faculty of Engineering that they are not able to vote. When they vote, their ballot goes to an error. At this time of the day, there was, I believe, 50 votes that were casted. So we immediately emailed these folks back. The issue was solved through IT. There was some balloting issue. And the reason for that is the individuals, the team that was handling the balloting this year was different than the previous years, not just one year, but the previous like three or four elections. Usually it was handled by Jay. This time it wasn't Jay. So, and that is the reason why I actually specifically since the beginning emphasized on making the elections result, not on Thursday, but on Friday, because I was worried that something would come up. But we emailed all the individuals, every single individual. There was an Augustana and engineering that had this issue to restart their ballot. And we received responses back and their ballots were restarted and they cast their votes without an issue. But yes, that was an issue that came up and I'm hoping that it shouldn't occur next year. But unfortunately, that's not something that is on the elections office hand. So even if it happens next year, that fully goes on to IT.
Okay, thank you. With that, I'm going to bring this brief Q&A to an end. Like I said, if there's broader concerns about elections, bring it to CAC. Closing thoughts?
Yes, I was also just going to say, yeah, if any questions or any concerns, just shoot an email and I'll be in CAC whenever needed to provide a report there as well, if that's what council wants. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And we will return to the topic when we reach the motion to ratify. Thank you, Chris. So before we proceed with the substantive agenda, we'll move into attendance. Abner? Berlin?
Present.
Christian? Julia?
Here.
Joanie?
Ici.
Alex?
Here.
Abdul?
Roxy here.
Yep, Roxy is here. Thank you. Rebecca?
Present.
Thank you. Milan?
Present.
Fateh?
Yep.
Levi?
Plaisant.
Peen? Jaden?
Present.
Paulina?
Proxy.
Thank you. Chan Preets. Medina. Adrian.
Present.
Lionel.
Yes.
Ibuku.
No.
Aryan.
Yep.
Gabriella.
Here.
Daniela. Charvi. Simran. Laurel.
Present.
David.
Here.
Rana. Vedant. And I am present and Mark is not. Okay, so moving to the next section of business, it is the consent agenda, and we have a number of items on the consent agenda in addition to the minutes from our last meeting. They include various translations completed by the translation committee and a motion to approve Bill 6, operations reform based on the attached first principles. Are there any objections to the consent agenda as presented?
Okay, not an objection. I would just like to make an amendment to the minutes from last week or 2 weeks ago. So in the open forum, when the Gateway asked me a question about like food in residence, the last statement that's been made by me was written that I said that there has been no direct action. that's been taken in place, but there was direct action that did happen. So we'd just like that to be fixed. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any objections to that amendment? Okay, then I think we can take that with unanimous consent. Any further objections to the consent agenda as presented? Okay, seeing none, the consent agenda is approved with the amendments to the minutes given by Joanie. Thank you very much. We have no presentations today, so we're on straight to executive reports. May we please have your report, Joanie?
Okay, I'm just going to talk about the protest happening on Friday. So just a reminder for you folks, on March 24th, which is this Friday at 8 in the morning, the Board of Governors will be voting on the tuition increases. Obviously, we do not want this to happen. So this is going to be a student-led community initiative. I would love all of you folks to go to my report. And I believe it's like the third item on there where it's protest planning. I've linked a tuition info document. So if you haven't yet, I'd love for you folks to get information on there to send it to your networks. There's like, you know, different posters that you can share on your Instagram, email templates, all that fun stuff, as well as the open letter that you folks can sign, as well as anyone will be within the community, whether it's an undergrad, graduate, staff, faculty, whoever you know, make your teacher sign it if they're cool. That'd be really nice. And there's also a link for the registration to attend the meeting virtually. We'd love to have folks here in person as much as we can. They're not going to fill all of Vlog like within this room. So we'll get a lot of people in here, but also we'll have folks outside. But yeah, hopefully you all can show up, and I'd love to see the post of the protest on your Instagram stories. I will be checking. Thank you.
Thank you. Julia, may we please have your report?
Yeah, hello, Council. Just to add on to what Joanie said, so I don't think you said the time, but it's on Friday at 7:30 a.m. We're having a pancake breakfast, and then the protest will officially start at 8 a.m. right outside of University Hall, where we're at right now, and 8:30 inside the Council Chambers. If you're also interested in getting a little bit more involved, we'll also love to have your help in putting up some posters, especially to put them up in men's washrooms, because us three cannot go in there. If you'd like to help out, I'd really appreciate it. We have some posters back in the office, so just let me know and we can grab some for you. Other than that, I just got back yesterday, so I haven't really done a lot of things, but I just wanted to congratulate everybody who ran in the campaign in the election. You all ran amazing campaigns, and I just want to commend all of you for all your hard work. Thanks.
Thank you. Gerline, may we please have your report?
Hi, Council. I will start with the Augustana tour. It was really nice to spend time with you all at our other campus, and thanks a lot, Christian, for organizing it. It was a good opportunity to network with ASA and discuss with them the advocacy points, and it was a good opportunity for the incoming executives to network with their counterparts at Augustana. Then I had the meeting of programs committee. We approved the exclusions from the exploration credits policy for the Faculty of Science. Last week, I attended FURCA, the Festival of Undergraduate Research and Creative Activities, and I was accompanied by the VPA-elect Pedro. It was a really good closing ceremony, and we were able to appreciate the research, and we will keep supporting the undergraduate research on our campus. In terms of academic integrity, the work continues. We are currently identifying the terms that need definitions to make it more clear and easily understandable, so students don't have to like struggle with understanding the policies, and we are trying to make the language as easy as we can. And then looking into the policy issues, the procedure issues, and all that, I will keep you updated as we move forward on this policy. Then I had the meeting of Equitable Access Advisory Meeting. It was the first meeting of this group. So it is together by the university services and the bookstore. So they are proposing an idea of having a fixed fee for books. So like a semester fee. So you can get as many books and materials you want for the per term, and then you will be paying a fixed fee. So I ensured that it is opt-out, so, and it will be an easy opt-out, but they haven't decided how much the fee will be and whether it will depend upon the number of courses you're taking. So as the conversation continues, I will keep on advocating that it should be an easy opt-out, and the people who don't need it, they don't have to pay it. But yeah, it's in its initial stages, and I couldn't get clear answers to those questions from the committee.
I'm sorry, I'm going to need to cut you off there, Gurleen.
Yeah, those are all the important ones. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That brings us to the end of executive reports. So we are on to board and committee reports. I don't believe Simran is with us today. Is there a member of audit committee that can provide reports on her behalf? Seeing none, we'll just skip it. Bylaw Committee, Levi, may we please have your report?
Yes, you may. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not much to report. I'll keep most of this to when we're introducing the Bill 6 stuff later. Bill 5, because we did Bill 6 in consent agenda. Thank you for that. Bylaw met last Thursday to go over some of this stuff. And then 2 weeks prior to that, of which I was absent, but thank you to Abner for chairing in my absence and Adrian for getting all the council size stuff wrapped up in my absence.
Thank you. May we please have the CAC report, Adrian?
Hello, friends. So we had our first CAC meeting today in a while. It was productive. We debriefed over Augustana. A big thank you to Christian Fish. You get a quick round of applause for Christian for all of his planning on Augustana and for taking us on a lovely trip that I was unfortunately unable to make, but I heard was a great time for all. So we talked about potentially looking at making that a bit more of a permanent thing and recurring function with different stakeholder groups, such as, you know, some names were tossed around like the ISA and ISU. We also went over council standing orders. Thank you all for bearing with me on this year-long journey to reform our council standing orders. We've had 3 working sessions, 3 hours each, and countless hours of packed time to discuss these. They're in good shape right now. We're down to only a couple last things to get ironed out that CAC will hopefully be recommending to council at the next meeting of council, and that we will hopefully be recommending to council for approval at the final meeting of council of the year. So look forward to that. We're also working on committee standing orders and things like that. But yeah, because of those council standing orders, I would highly, highly recommend if you are able to attend PAC in 2 weeks' time to go over that final package and to recommend them to council. I think that's everything. We'll have chairs meeting next week to discuss transition as everybody wraps up their committees for the year. But yeah, thank you, everybody. I think that's it for me.
You, may we please have the report of the executive committee?
Point of, parliamentary inquiry.
Sure.
If anyone is interested, I can go over audit. I just needed to post some of the information. If anyone's interested. If not, you can just like talk to someone.
Yeah, we can have a brief update from audit.
So after the FAMFs, it was mostly, most of the work was done. There's a couple of SRAs left for the audit. I think there's around like 5. I guess that's about it. If you have anything, you can ask Simran or myself.
Okay, thank you for the audit report. Now on to executive.
So for the executive committee, what we've been doing for most of our time is planning the protest happening this Friday. We've also been having a lot of discussions with the Dean of Students Office in regards to what we're going to be doing with orientation, for folks who don't know, there is like a new orientation manager that was hired last year within the Dean of Students office. So trying to understand with the SU who has been sort of overseeing orientation on our campuses for the past like 30 years, what does that look like within this new framework? As mentioned on the order papers, you can find it in like the information items. We did approve last executive committee to have it in our operating policy to notify Students Council anytime like a statement or a news release is put online. And finally, myself, Julia, and Abner have been discussing agreements and principles for MNIF with the university and talking about making sure that the sexual violence response coordinator can become like a permanent V within the university structure.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Julia, thank you.
Yeah, Finance Committee hasn't met in a while, but this Friday we have a meeting to go over changes to a budget, possible budget formats that we've been talking about for our last couple of meetings, and hopefully that'll be reflected in this year's budget.
Thank you. For Nominating Committee, sorry, Courtney texted me an update, but I forgot it already. Peen has notified us in writing that there are no updates or report for Nominating Committee. So we can note that as a written submission for oral reports, I suppose. Next up is Policy Committee. Christian is not here. Is there any members of Policy Committees able to give an update?
So as seen on the order papers, we're going to be hopefully approving the transit policy today. That'll just be the first principle, so just anything that's factual. And then we did send out an e-vote for residents. And Courtney, you'll have to remind me for the other one. It was residents and was it the Indigenous? The Indigenous student policy. So hopefully we'll get an approval sooner rather than later to bring next council meetings for approval of the first principle.
Thank you. And may we please have the Undergraduate Board of Governors report.
Yeah, so as all of you would imagine, I've had a very, very busy past couple of weeks here, probably my busiest week of the year. So as you all know, there is the 5.5% tuition increase that's coming towards the board for final approval on Friday. The more people that we can get out the protest, the better. I'll be completely honest with all of you. It is not very realistic that the increase will stop based on my tuition or based on my conversation with my fellow board members, to which I've been meeting with pretty much all of them over this past week to gather their thoughts about it. But by having all of your support there to show that it's not okay what they're doing and that you do not support the tuition increases, it goes a long way. And it goes a long way. It goes a lot more than you might think. So I do have a proposal that I've been working with Abner, trying to get buy-in from all the board members. So I won't share final details of it yet, but I'm hoping that I can have good news for you next time I see you, and hopefully we'll get something passed that will help students in the most financial need. So we're trying to go through with a proposal that's going to help students that are struggling the most and help the students that are on the lowest rings of the income ladder that are struggling to put food on their plates. So please stay tuned for next council report or this board meeting on Friday, and hopefully I can have an update for you on that. But once again, I'd really like to encourage everyone to show up to the tuition protest on Friday to show your solidarity with the students of U of A, to show that you're against the tuition increases, because like I said, it will go a long way. So if anyone has any questions about this week or about this upcoming board meeting, please let me know. The tuition part, as Joni mentioned, will be starting at approximately 8:30 a.m. Pancake breakfast before the tuition protest. So 8:30 a.m. is when the proceedings will actually start for the tuition discussion itself. So if you're interested in watching that, strongly recommend you come. But yes, I'm pleased to take any questions anyone has.
Thank you. Is there a report from ARC this week, Joni or Julia?
So the only, we weren't able to exactly meet quorum. So what we did was Daniela ended up still presenting her amended ARC report that was recorded and will be sent out to other members of the committee. And I believe we will be again, just like policy committee, sending out an e-vote. And hopefully once that is approved, we'll be coming to council for approval.
Thank you. May we please have a report from SCFC?
SEFC couldn't meet quorum at our last meeting, but we have are still making way through our last minute Green Fund applications, and hopefully we'll get them done by the end of the year.
Thank you. May we please have the report from Student Group Committee?
We haven't met in a little bit, but in our last meeting, we were just kind of going over a lot of the situation with the with Alpha Psi and the information releasing. So if anyone's interested in like what the committee is going to be doing for going forward and what kind of we want to recommend to the next council and like how Student Group Committee should be shaped for the future, you can go and read our notes, but that's everything. Thanks.
Thank you. May we please have the report of Sustainability Committee?
Yeah, so a Sustainability Committee finally met after the election. I obviously had to cancel the last couple of meetings during the election as I was running election and had to take a leave of absence. But yeah, we are about to, we are going to be voting on our set of recommendations on Monday, and we will hope next Monday, and we will hopefully have those recommendations by next council meeting for a final vote.
Thank you. And finally, may we please have the report of Translation Committee?
First of all, thanks guys for approving the translations that'll be put up shortly by Courtney on the USU website. But honestly, at our last meeting, we just decided that was gonna be our last meeting because I was gonna be bringing this board to council. So it didn't make sense to just do more translation when I wouldn't have time to get folks on council to approve it. So we just had our last meeting and last council, and it was really nice. I just thanked everyone for all their hard work, and hopefully Translation Committee will make a comeback next year.
Thank you very much. And I've seen more translations out of Translation Committee than I think I've seen in its entire existence. So good job, Translation. Before we move on, I just want to say, I'm hearing a lot of talk of e-votes and last minute things that committees are approving, which is fine. I recommend getting in touch with me if you have major business coming, because if we have a meeting slammed with 10 bylaw approvals and policy approvals and all that, it is likely we won't get it all done. So I just want to make sure that we're able to finish all the committee's work, and I can work with chairs on getting that done. So with that, our next item of business is open forum. Are there any guests of council wishing to ask questions or make comments today? Seeing none, we will move into the next section of business, which is question period. Are there any members of council wishing to ask questions or make comments? Milan, please go ahead.
I just want to make a statement today regarding, It's been a couple of weeks since the election period, and I just want to let council know that obviously elections are meant to be very tough and, you know, very preserving. But one of the things that I think I couldn't help but to notice this election period was, number one, There are no woman candidates in this election. Number two, the majority of candidates who got elected, who are running into this election period, were predominantly white. And number three, we've had for the people of different minorities that were running, they seem to face harassment that was worse than I've ever seen before. We have other universities across this province: University of Lethbridge Students Union, University of Calgary Students Union, University of Athabasca Students Union. And I don't see the problems. I don't see the same issues happening with their student unions on the lack of diversity and the lack of respect for students' leaders. And that to me is a problem. We're going from an all BIPOC executive to literally no woman executive. And I feel like that has shown this year, you know, how I think for the most part, counselors have been respectful. People have been respectful, but it shows how unfortunately, there has been a ton of, it shows that when tempers flare and when there's toxicity in this council, people of minorities, they don't feel safe in this governance space. And so it's really disappointing that as the largest institution in Alberta, that it seems like our student union has been, what is setting the bar low compared to other universities. So to those who are running in the next council, to those who are going to be in the next council, I urge you to take these concerns seriously. I urge you to listen to all people, no matter who they are. And you may not agree with everybody, but that doesn't mean that not agreeing doesn't mean that you does not mean does not have to mean that you don't have to show respect for other people. This is meant to be a space that should be this space should be a safe place for all people. So I would encourage the next council, strongly encourage as we move on and as the next council comes in, that we reflect on what this election has meant for diversity and inclusion within our student council, and to take steps to ensure that we do not have a lack of diversity like this in the 2024-25 student council. Thank you.
Thank you, Milan, for those comments. The next person on the speakers list is Rama. Since you're a proxy, just a reminder that comments get 2 minutes and questions get 30 seconds. And if you're asking a question, please just indicate who the question is directed to. Please go ahead.
All right. Thank you. I'll try to make this brief. I wanted to ask Councillor Veloso from the Executive Veloso about the possibility of Augustana students participating in the Friday protests. I think Veloso was the executive who brought it up, which is why I'm directing the question, but anyone who can answer, please. We were concerned about participating either by talking about it in the forum in Augustana campus or by doing a protest as well that synchronizes with the protests going on in North Campus. But yeah, I'd love to hear any opinions. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. I actually wasn't the one who wrote it up. Who has been spearheading the protest really has been President Montero. And he unfortunately isn't here right now. But Joanie can sort of follow up with a little bit more information. But sort of from our understanding, there is also BOG is hybrid on Friday, and we'll have an in-person and an online aspect to it. So we want to have as many people there as possible, whether in-person and like online. And we want to have the Zoom link also be available widely for all students to also be able to participate, even if they can't be here in person. But there's sort of like many ways you can also like show your support, like we mentioned earlier, to share all of the stuff that we have put up on social media. Like I mentioned, coming in on online as well. But if you have anything else.
Yeah, thank you so much for your question. We also do acknowledge that it's like it's really important to make sure that all of our campuses are represented at this protest, making sure that everyone does feel involved and represented in the advocacy that we're going to be doing. Julia already pretty much covered everything. Again, I'll just like to reiterate the fact that you folks who are maybe online either at Augustana or any of our campuses, or you need to take like a class or something, you can go to my report and find a linked document that will have the registration link to be able to register to attend the Board of Governors meeting at 8 a.m. Another thing too is that we will be having some folks outside with posters, banners, as well as just, you know, kind of speaking to students' experiences in regards to either being disproportionately affected by these tuition increases. So I'd love to either connect with you or maybe Abdul and the ASA to make sure that some of the stories we are bringing up are reflected, as well as the experiences that we have been seeing and hearing from Augustana students, as well as you can let Abdul know that he can reach out to us. So we can also make sure that some of the posters that we do have up there on Friday do again reflect a lot of the stories that we've been hearing from students at Augustana. And I think maybe that with the representation of some folks online can sort of speak to having you folks being there both in person and online. Hopefully that answers your question.
Thank you. Aryan, please go ahead.
I actually had, I wanted to ask a question, but I also wanted to make a statement. So I was wondering if I could be added again. Thank you. Question to any executive, actually. With protests coming up, assuming that there's going to be media coverage, are counselors going to be talking to these media people? Are they going to identify as counselors? Is there any restriction on that aspect? Are we going to be identifying as ourselves as students instead? I think it would be appreciated if we could find that out, just so that we don't get suspended or something because we accidentally broke a bylaw on communicating with media.
Yeah, thank you so much for your question. So you folks are students as well. So if you always wanted to speak within the capacity of you being a concerned student or a student who's impacted by these increases, you're more than welcome to do so. In regards to media coverage and speaking specifically on behalf of the Students' Union, that will be taken on by Abner, as well as myself or any of the members of the executive team, being like the face front, like, you know, folks of like the organization. But yeah, that should cover it. We're also having a meeting tomorrow to sort of talk like statements, media, all that. So once I get a bit more updates on how maybe you folks can speak to media within your capacity as counselors, I'll be able to send an email to you. Thank you.
Thank you. That's actually a very good question, Aryan. And I did just want to note that if you speak to media tomorrow, especially if you identify as a counselor or, for example, wear your council jacket, you would likely be acting within the purview of the code of conduct. So I'd recommend just giving it a read. It doesn't really get into talking to media or anything, but just the values of respect, maintaining confidentiality, those sorts of conduct areas that the code discusses would be in effect if you're acting as a counselor. Joanie, please go ahead.
Yeah, just as we're talking about conduct as well, again, if you go into that tuition information talk that I put, you'll find just at the beginning a disclaimer in regards to conduct at the protest, both inside and outside of council chambers. So we are asking folks who are going to be inside to, you know, be respectful, because if there is like disruption, they will not be able to actually like vote on these or any sort of matter on the order paper. But if you're wanting to make noise and like be very angry, as you should, that will all be taking place outside. So when you folks are also just talking to your different networks, constituents, peers, and all that, please also just be very intentional about framing it that way when we're talking about conduct. Thank you.
Thank you. Aryan, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Joanie, for the clarification. But I want to make a statement. Going off of what Councillor Rejmi said, I feel like the SU, at least especially the incoming council, the incoming executive team, there's a lot of work that has to be done, because right now, I'm sure everyone's aware that the general consensus of the SU happens to go back down to the conduct of break the record. Every time someone hears the SU, they think, oh, they wasted our cash because of break the record. And so the image of the SU in general has been fractured. And I think work needs to be done by the incoming executive team to also improve on that, by giving them another reason to remember the SU, because right now, every time someone brings up the SU on Reddit, on Instagram, or like in circles as well, someone brings up BTR. And it's like, just because of the coverage of like the 140, 150 plus, a rough estimate, I don't remember the figure, but just the fact that that much money was spent, even though we didn't fund it all, even though there was like a reasonable explanation because sponsors backed out, it's important. The people aren't going to realize this. They're just going to get angry because the SU spent money that the students gave them into this event. And so there's a lot of work that needs to be done in terms of repairing the public image of the SU. Also, like, I don't know if it's unfounded or not. I heard like some upper years, apparently like some graduating students, the undergrads, they were like, they would like vote in candidates that they deemed to pose the greatest threat to the SU. So like in general, I don't hear a good consensus on the SU. And I think we have some work to do to improve our image moving forward. Us as the council, as an outgoing council, might not be able to do much, but definitely something to note for the next council, for the next executive team.
Lynn, please go ahead.
It's just a statement. I just want to thank you all who sit on GFC for your participation yesterday. You did an awesome job sharing your experiences, how tuition increases affect you. And I am happy to like inform the ones who were not there that we were able to pass the motion, which was put forward by Arts GFC Rep Harun. And it was to GFC recommending board to opposed tuition hikes, I'm sorry. And it passed, which is really good. And yeah, congratulations and great work. Thank you.
Levi, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also have a statement. Now, I was not at the previous council meeting because I was on my legislatively mandated leave of absence during the elections. So I only have the benefit of secondhand, like I heard the story, it's all hearsay and just reading over the minutes. But I am absolutely appalled at the way our quorum this year has been weaponized on more than one occasion to slam the door shut on discussion and debate when it's clear that some people aren't getting their way. In four full years on council prior to this one, not once has that ever happened. It's you discuss, you debate. If you don't get your way, that's democracy. But you don't get up and walk out to stifle or filibuster. That's, to me, that's behavior unbecoming. That is not the behavior of people taking the job seriously. I think we're getting close to the end of the term, so this may all be falling on deaf ears anyway. But for anybody that's paying attention, I hope that's the last time this happens in our next three, well, this meeting and our three more. But I'm at a loss for words at how we've fallen so far, as this is the university pays attention to stuff like this and don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. And when they see behavior like this, it's no wonder that we can't get what happened at GFC the other day was a rare victory. But when we keep behaving like this as the board of directors of the largest of the board of directors of the SU, essentially, it's we're shooting ourselves in the foot, and we're not making things any easier for our successors by doing that.
Seeing no further members on the speaker's list, that brings us to the end of question period and into board and committee business. The first item is the motion to amend the operating policy by adding a requirement to notify Students' Council of any statements issued by UASU. This motion is now out of order, given that the executive has made an amendment to the operating policy to that effect. Given that, we will move to the next item of business, which is the motion to appoint two councillors to the Dye Board Replenishment Committee. However, both the mover and the seconder are not present. So are there any members who would be willing to fill those roles? Julia and Joanie. I'll take that by unanimous consent. Is there any objection to replacing Abner and Christian as mover and seconder? Hey, seeing none, those are replaced. Julia, would you like to introduce the motion?
Yeah, so hi, Council. So today we're looking to get two members of Council to sit on the Dye Board Replenishment Committee. And it's basically just a repeat of what happened a couple months ago. You will be in charge of helping choose and interview some candidates who are up, who are applying for the Dye Board Tribune positions to try to get the Dye Board refilled as much as possible for the incoming school years. So please nominate people if you'd like to be a part of this committee. Thanks.
Joanie, please go ahead.
I would like to nominate Councillor Aryan.
Aryan?
I approve. I consent. I say yes.
Well, we've got all of them. Thank you. Any further nominations? There are two seats available for this committee. Aryan?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Ford.
Laurel?
I can't accept that.
Okay, thank you. Joanie?
Lionel?
Merci, non.
Merci beaucoup. I'm not sure if this was mentioned. The replenishment committee, in my experience, only meets a handful of times for the interviews, usually only last 30 minutes, if that sways anybody. Are there any further nominations from the floor? Julia?
Just to add more context, so I sound this a couple months ago with Levi, I'm pretty sure, and Gerline. And I think in total, we spent about 2 or 3 hours in the span of like a month and a half. So it just shows you like what kind of time commitment it is. It's pretty small, but you do a lot of important work. Thanks. Please say yes.
Gerline?
I would like to nominate Jaden.
This is intense, but unfortunately, I won't be able to fulfill the role. Thank you, though.
Thank you. Julia?
I nominate David.
Sorry, I will have to respectfully decline.
Aryan? Yes.
Thank you. Sorry, these committees or subcommittees, so tie board replenishment committee, sub-planning committee, all those kind of committees, when do the counselor's responsibilities end? Like, do they go on till summer? Do they end in April? That kind of thing. I'm confused about that.
So I would consider this to be an ad hoc committee or a special committee. And the committees dissolve when they have completed their intended action. So I would consider... for each round of replenishment or hiring, I would consider the committee to dissolve once that has been completed, if that makes sense. You may.
This is just out of curiosity because like I've joined some of these committees and I've just not heard from them. Sub-planning committee and the green and gold grant committee. I'm not sure if they're meeting or not.
I would recommend following up with Courtney and or the executive, dependent on the committee. Sub, probably Courtney. If it's like an external university committee, I'd recommend probably the executive.
Thank you.
This is a little away from Dieboard, so perhaps, no, it's okay. Just outside of the meeting, I think would be best for follow-up. Joanie?
I'd like to nominate Ibuku.
Ibuku? Ibuku accepts. Thank you. Julia, you see Julia is withdrawing her nomination. Last call for nominations from the floor. Okay. Since I don't think this will be contentious, given we have two nominees for two seats, are there any objections to appointing... Sorry, apologies. Ibuku and Aryan to the Die Board Replenishment Committee by unanimous consent or acclamation. Any objections to that? Okay, seeing none, Aryan and Ibuku are declared appointed to the Die Board Replenishment Committee. Thank you very much. Okay, on to the next item of business, which is the motion to approve Bill 5, Governance Reform, based on the attached first principles. Levi, would you like to introduce this motion?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the first principles of Bill 5, Governance Reform, are there in front of you. I won't elaborate too much on most of them, but I will expand a bit on the first one for brevity purposes. We shortened the first one. Legislation will be amended to implement recommendations made in several Die Board rulings from recent years. Some of those Die Board rulings include from recently, August 2022 Die Board ruling regarding restrictions on departmental associations. There was one from January 2022 regarding, there's a recommendation regarding replenishment and how council will appoint an individual to the position for the remainder of the position's elected term. Doesn't specifically detail how the appointment process works and should be specified to another situation that had occurred previously. Legislation will be amended to incorporate recommendations from a September 21 Die Board ruling regarding attendance and extenuating circumstances. and from a August 2017 Dai Board ruling regarding startup dates and attendance requirements. If there's any further questions, I'll do my best, but I know Abner had been kind of running point on a lot of these in the last couple of weeks during my absence, so I'll try and pull up my notes and do the best I can.
Thank you. Before we proceed into debate, just given what happened at our last meeting, I just want to stress that first principles, which we are at now, is your time to shine. If you want to give the committee really specific instructions on how to build this bylaw change, the first principles are the place to do it. When the actual bylaw comes back from the committee, council can only consider if the committee properly implemented the first principles. So if you want to give specific instructions, now's the time to do it. If you try to do it during second reading, I will shut you down. So with that, is there any debate on the motion to approve the first principles of Bill 5? Aryan?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to state that I am overwhelmingly in favor of these first principles. I think the bylaw committee has done a good job in outlining the places where reform is necessary. Very often we'll find that governance tends to get outdated over the years. Things change every year, demands, requirements, things we're looking out for, things to learn from, especially the Dai Board rulings. I went through the Dai Board rulings before I joined as a counselor. I went as far back as 2000 just to understand how contentious council could have been. That's also how I remember crossing the remark of, like, for example, the one bylaw ruling where one of the counselors had gotten into a severe accident, and there was the question of how they deal with information, medical information, confidential information. So there are a lot of things to be learned. I'm talking on the aspect of Dai Board rulings, but I still agree with every other point raised. Reforms necessary, reforms change is constant, is the one thing I'd like to sign off on. Change is constant, and this is the embodiment of that. So I'm hugely in favor of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Are any other members wishing to speak to the motion before us? Final call for debate on the motion to approve Bill 5, first principles. Seeing no members coming forward, we will move to a vote on the motion to approve Bill 5, governance reform based on the attached first principles. Just a reminder, I will be calling for a raise of hands in favor and opposed today. So if you are in favor of this motion, please make it known by a show of hands or placards. Okay, thank you. If you are opposed to the motion presently before us, please make it known by a show of hands. Okay, thank you. And there are none opposed. Okay, thank you very much. With 15 in favor and 1 abstaining, that motion passes. So congratulations. Moving to our next item of business is the motion to approve the first principles of the transit policy, considering only the facts in the document attached to the motion. Joanne, would you like to introduce?
Sure, I'll keep this short. So policy committee did approve the first principles of this policy. So we're now looking at you folks to be able to approve it as well so that we can go to second principles and further consultation with students as to what they wanna see the SU advocate on in regards to transit policy over the next 5 years. If you have any specific questions in regards to consultation or any information that is presented on, and again, we're only looking at page 1 to 6. You can refer those to Milan. Thank you.
I just realized that Milan isn't present. Okay. Do you know what time he usually gets back? Okay. I don't know if we'll make it that far. We don't have very many motions. Yes.
Can we change this seconder then, or no?
Yeah, we can change the seconder. Is there another member willing to second, Gerline? Again, any objections to this minor procedural change to the motion? Okay, seeing none, I will take that with unanimous consent. Okay, Milan is not here, but is there any debate on the motion to approve the first principles of transit policy? Again, this is the time to give specific direction on the policy to the committee. If you come back during second reading and try to change it, you will have to hold your tongue. Any debate? Going once, going twice, gone. So we will move into voting on the motion to approve the first principles of the transit policy, considering only the facts of the attached document. If you are in favor of this motion, please make it known by a show of hands. Okay. If you are opposed to this motion, please make it known by a show of hands. Okay, thank you. So 16 in favor, zero. Okay. So with 17 in favor and none opposed, that motion passes unanimously. Congratulations. Okay, and on to our final motion of the day. It's the motion to ratify the results of the 2023 Executive Committee and Board of Governors elections. We've already had a brief introduction to this by the CRO, but Adrian, would you like to introduce it any further?
Yeah, absolutely. So as Mateen mentioned, we have the report attached of the election. I will just remind council, this is not the place to be talking about election reform. As Christian mentioned, you're all welcome to attend CAC. We are running quickly out of time with a busy CAC agenda for the next couple of meetings. But I'm happy to take anything. Just be aware, it'll probably be just added to my transition doc and passed on to the next CAC chair to address next year. I'm also happy to meet with anybody one-on-one who'd like to have a discussion on things that can be improved for council's oversight of elections. I will also note that we are just about to enter the CRO hiring phase for next year. So if anybody's interested, the job posting is up on Bamboo. Is that the name of the HR platform? I can't remember. So please feel free. But anyhow, bringing it back to the motion, you've all seen the round by round results in the full report provided by Mateen. There shouldn't hopefully be much debate on this. This is a simple procedural motion to approve the results. But I'm happy to take any questions and hear any discussion, and hopefully we can approve this fairly quickly. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any debate on the motion to ratify the 2023 general election results? Okay, last call for debate on the motion to ratify the results of the 2023 general elections. Going once, going twice. Gone. Okay, so we will move into a vote again on the motion to ratify the results of the 2023 Executive Committee and Board of Governors elections. If you are in favor of this motion, please make it known by a show of hands. If you are in favor of the motion to ratify the 2023 election results, please make it known by a show of hands. Three, four, five, six, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, 15 in favor. Okay, thank you very much. If you are opposed to the motion to ratify the results of the 2023 Executive Committee and Board of Governors elections, please make it known by a show of hands. Opposed to ratification? Okay, seeing none opposed, that motion passes. So I am not going to ask for abstentions. If you want your abstention noted by name, just call it out. Okay, Levi. So Levi's abstention is noted by name, and that motion passes 15 in favor. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, Christian, can I make a quick comment?
Yes, go ahead.
Congratulations to everybody who are now officially going to be starting their terms on May 1st as the new executive and Board of Governors representative. You've all done fantastic. You're on fantastic campaigns, and we are so, so very excited to see you representing these students next year. Good luck. You're going to need it.
Okay. Yes. Congratulations, everybody. That brings us to the end of our agenda. Unless there's any business from the floor, I would look favorably upon a motion to adjourn. Levi, there's a motion to adjourn. Second. Cool. So we have a motion to adjourn. I don't think this will be Aryan. Is the seconder. I don't think this will be contentious, so just are there any objections to adjourning at this time? Okay, seeing none, we are adjourned at 7:24 p.m. Please do not leave until I call attendance. Abner? Gerleen?
Present.
Christian? Julia?
Present.
Joanie?
Ici.
Alex?
Here.
Abdul?
Present.
Rebecca?
Present.
Milan? Fateh? Levi?
ECOC.
Peen? Jaden?
Present.
Paulina?
Proxy.
Chen Preets? Medina? Adrian?
Present.
Lionel? No. Ibuku? Thank you. Aryan?
I love Christian.
Thank you. Gabriella?
Here.
Daniela? Charvi, Simran, Laurel,
here,
David,
here,
Rana,
present,
Vedant, and I am present and Mark is not. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Also, y'all, just a reminder, please reach out to people and find your successors for council. Would love to see a full council next year. Thank you.
Filled with women.
Filled with women and gender minority.